Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamia. I'm calling back from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is him, Chad Smith.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. What can I help you with for today?
I'm trying to see how to go about starting an unemployment claim.
Okay, I will be glad to help you with your unemployment claim. Can I have your social?
421-11-1297.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat it back to you to make sure it's correct. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so that was 421-11-1297.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Chad Smith.
And what's your date of birth?
March 25th, 1981.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Watson.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? And
No.
English is your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, what's the state and what's their driver's license number for
It's
verification?
Alabama, and driver's license number is 666-8268.
Okay, so that was 666-8268.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive direct deposit or the Alabama Vantage prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you approve for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Probably the card.
I'm sorry, say that for me again.
The card.
The benefits card? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me?
23195 Old Drake Strip Road, Andalusia, Alabama, 36421.
Okay, and is this the same as your residence address?
I'm sorry.
Is this the same address of your mailing address?
It is.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and what's a good phone number?
334-892-2663.
Okay, so that was 334-892-2663.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have your address is 23195 Old Drake Strip Road in Andalusia, Alabama 36421.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Ashland, Bowling Green, Corbin, Lawrenceburg, or none of the above?
I lived in Lawrenceburg like 20 years ago.
Okay. And which of the following colleges have you attended? Fairfield University, Hartford Community College, Lakeland College, Ottawa, I think that's how you say it, Ottawa University, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 14555 Lonnie Shirley Road, 200 East Watson Street, 2840 Village Springs Road, 2910 McFadden Drive, or none of these?
200 East Watson Street.
Okay. Did you file for or did you receive unemployment in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
I've worked in Florida and Alaska.
You work for what, for who now?
I've worked for Eastern Shipbuilders in Florida and JAG in Alaska.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
What is disaster unemployment?
You said what is disaster unemployment assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Like some, if something like a disaster was to happen and you're filing for unemployment? So you think I should put no?
Stuff, or I mean, I don't know. It's been, I don't know, entirely way too long since I've done unemployment stuff, so I don't know.
Okay, I'll just put no, because 9 out of 10 is just like if a disaster was to happen, like weather wise or like something happened personally, then yeah, that's for that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
Oh, like the 20th of
The 20th of December of 21?
About 3 weeks ago.
You said about 3 weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am.
So that was like in January, the end of January?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Hello?
Hello, I said no.
Oh, okay. Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
3,000 miles? I don't know. Yeah, that's how far it is from here to Alaska.
Okay. So, oh, I don't know how many miles to put. I don't know if you can put, I don't think, you, yeah, you can't put number three numbers. How many miles would you like me to put? I can only put three numbers for the miles. Did you hear me, sir?